Welcome to this week's edition of Building Vibrant Communities, brought to you by Midwest Energy and Communications. MEC's vision is to create vibrant, relevant, and sustainable rural communities to ensure that small town life doesn't mean giving up better living.
This is Kathy Williams, and with me this week is Evan Bressler. He is the Safety and Loss Control Director with Midwest Energy and Communications. Evan, we appreciate you stopping by. We're going to talk about electrical safety tips for hunters. It's perfect time to talk about this.
Yep, coming right into the season. Yeah, the weather's changing and everybody's wanting to get out there.
They are. And, you know, I know they're focused on the prey. It's deer season, though, pretty yep. much, right? So, you know, they're focused on that and they may not be taking a good look at their surroundings like they should be.
Hopefully they know what they're getting into. They've gone through all the training to be out in the woods. But really just to look at your hazards
right.
that you could be coming up against.
Right.
Even coming into the woods, looking for signs, anything that's posted.
Right. Well, and some things are above ground, some are below ground, and some are just haphazardly wherever they are.
Yep.
Just from being old and probably not properly maintained. So what are some different things? They set themselves up usually in a specific area.
Yep.
And so is there like a 5-point check they can do to kind of get an idea what's around them?
5-point, however many points you want to do.
Okay.
But before you go and even put your tree stand up, I don't know how high they really want to put them. What's the ideal height? But okay. Look for any overhead lines. Make sure you're not getting close to any lines that are potentially going to be close to your tree stand while you're climbing or when you're setting up.
Okay.
And any underground equipment, what you would see is a pad mount transformer. So a big green box
okay.
on the ground.
Okay.
We always tell people to stay away from those as well. They could be energized. So just to keep anything, if you want to set something down when you're setting up your tree stand or getting down, cutting your deer up,
mm-hmm.
just stay away from those as well if they're around you.
Yeah, because the power lines might be hidden.
Inside. Exactly.
And some of them are, you know, fairly thin, and if they're going through a tree line, they are going to be harder to see.
Oh, and they're going to look like a stick.
That's what
if you're not familiar with the area,
right?
I mean, you don't know what you're going to see. So, and a lot of times where we clear our trees,
mm-hmm.
it's nice wide open area, so hunters might want to be out there too.
Right.
So just take extra precaution.
They also want to. A lot of them go out and practice and stuff, so they may set up decoys to use, you know, during in between seasons. So that's another thing they got to watch out for.
Yeah, and to keep them off of our equipment, again, off those pad mount transformers, mm-hmm. off the poles themselves.
Mm-hmm.
Even, you know, any day people can go and hang signs or anything, a basketball hoop off a pole. We want to keep any obstruction yeah. off in case we got to climb that pole to make repairs.
Right.
If we get a guy up on the pole and something happens and he falls down, we want everything off that pole so he doesn't get hurt any more than he has to.
Exactly. Yeah, and, you know, even are they allowed to post the no trespassing signs on your poles? It seems like a lot of times you see that.
Right, you do. No, they're not supposed to.
Not
no
supposed
signs.
To.
No.
So it is important to know your surroundings, know where you're hunting at. Sometimes you got to get permission.
Yeah,
from
very
different,
true.
From the landowners or licensing and things like that. Do they help provide you with areas that are open areas or suggested areas to hunt? Or?
I would imagine so. And with our system, too, a lot of our stuff, any upgrades we're doing, we're really trying to put it underground.
Okay.
So that would just help out with anybody out in the woods.
There you go. Now, could they, if they're in an area that's Midwest Energy and Communications, can they look online to a site, maybe, to get a feel for anything that might be out there?
You know, I don't know if there is anything out there. It'd be a good idea
yeah.
to put something out there.
There you go.
If anybody listening has some tips for that, mm-hmm. I'd recommend reaching out to us because I like that idea.
Yeah, I do too. You always are finding topographical maps and things
exactly.
like that. They give you an idea of water streams and all those kind of things. It'd be cool if they had
oh, yeah.
those for electric. So.
No, I like that.
All right, we're going to get right on that. Somebody out there with the brains and the brawn. It'd be great to do that. So, again, we want to, you know, remind our hunters, season is just starting. What is it?
It's coming right up.
November, I
yep.
think. Usually it's right around my birthday, November
12th. There you
12th.
Go.
That's deer hunt, open season. So, yes, especially be careful. Be aware of your surroundings. Be aware of where you're parking.
Exactly.
How far away you are from different things. I know Midwest is doing a great job with cleaning up your byways and your what do I want to call
the right-of-ways.
Your right-of-ways, yep. Yeah.
Yeah.
Helps make it a little bit easier to see some things.
Exactly.
But never take chances. It's always a good idea to not hunt alone as well.
Very true.
Because then you've got somebody there kind of watching your back.
Yeah, look for those hazards. And even when you're taking that shot at a deer.
Right.
Again, they teach it in your classes, and you know your dad teaches the son. Mm-hmm. Look where you're shooting. Look what is beyond what you're shooting at, too. You don't know what you're shooting at.
Exactly. And you miss the deer. Who knows what you're going to
exactly.
get. So
exactly.
Let's keep that all in mind as
yes.
well. Well, there you go. Well, thanks, Evan. We appreciate your helping to remind us about the safety tips for hunters in regards to electricity.
Yeah. Thanks, Kathy.
Join us each Monday at 6:15 p.m. for another edition of NEC's Building Vibrant Communities as we explore other topics and community partners that make Lenawee a great place to live and work. This program is also available as a podcast on WLEN.com.